Oklahoma is now involved in a federal lawsuit to protect health data. A state lawmaker is facing legal trouble, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are back in action at home tonight. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 16th. I'm Deborah Shar. The state of Oklahoma has filed a federal lawsuit against genetic testing company 23andMe. State Attorney General Gettner Drummond says he wants to prevent the company from selling its customers private DNA information. 23andMe filed for bankruptcy and is now seeking to sell off its assets, including sensitive genetic and health data, in a high-stakes auction. Drummond says Oklahoma and 27 other states filed the lawsuit to protect each customer's right to control such personal information. The lawsuit argues that the auction violates consumer protection laws. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission has voted to prosecute State Representative A.J. Pittman. Thomas Pablo reports.
The commission will prosecute Pittman after she reportedly failed to provide a repayment required by a settlement agreement from 2024. That agreement deals with Pittman's alleged use of campaign funds for $18,000 in personal expenditures. Commission Executive Director Leanne Bruce Boone says Pittman agreed to pay $35,000 over the following 3 years to her campaign fund and the state, but she failed to meet a May 21st deadline to provide $12,000.
I don't think the commission relishes, you know, going to court by any means, but I think we do think it's really important. These were very serious allegations. We take that settlement agreement very seriously and feel like it's important to hold anyone accountable in that situation.
Bruce Boone says the commission will now go to the Oklahoma County District Court, but no penalties are set in place. I'm Thomas Pablo.
Oklahoma has two new sites that will be included on the National Register of Historic Places. Sally Verando has more on the Carverdale Historic District and Turkey Springs Battlefield.
Carverdale is a northeast Oklahoma City neighborhood built in 1944, one of the few places in the city where black soldiers coming home from World War II could buy a house. Michael Mays is a National Register coordinator with the Oklahoma Historical Society.
There were still a lot of discriminatory practices in Oklahoma City that were keeping black residents from owning their own homes. These minimal traditional architectural styles provided their own little neighborhood there that they could call their own.
A second site, Turkey Springs Battlefield in Woods County, marks the last known armed conflict between the U.S. Army and Native Americans in Oklahoma. In 1878, a group of Northern Cheyenne fled their western Oklahoma reservation to return to Montana. They clashed with soldiers, eventually driving the army back and trekking north. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sally Verando.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are back at the Paycom Center tonight, looking to take control of the series against the Indiana Pacers. The NBA Finals stands at two games apiece, following Friday's comeback victory for the Thunder. The Thunder are just two wins away from claiming the franchise's first NBA championship since moving to Oklahoma City from Seattle nearly two decades ago. Tip-off for Game 5 is set for 7:30 tonight. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.